Chapter 2. Clint saves Bucky from some ropes, and not the fun kind. Written for Winterhawk Bingo Square B2, Bruce Banner. Damn it, Clint, can't you stay out of trouble for one C-forsaken night? Natasha sounds annoyed, but Clint can tell she isn't really. Not when a dog is involved, he says, cradling the shaky lump of blonde fur in his arms carefully. Think Bruce can help him? How do you know it's a hem? Tasha asks, raising an eyebrow. Gut feeling, says Clint distractedly. So, Bruce? Is not that kind of doctor, she says patiently. Are you sure that thing's even going to survive the night? He's not allowed to die, Clint says fiercely. He can't be our mascot if he's dead. No, Clint, Tasha says, shaking her head. That dog is not coming on board our ship. Aw, Tasha, Clint whines. The Avenger needs a mascot, come on. He walks up the gangplank, the thump of his footsteps making the dog whine. It's okay, boy, Clint murmurs. Bruce'll fix you right up. I'm doing what now? Bruce ambles up behind Clint, rubbing his face. Do you two have any idea what time it is? I was hoping to get... Why does Clint have a dog? Do you really need an answer to that? Natasha asks, smirking. Bruce shakes his head. Guess not, he sighs, putting on his glasses. Bring it to my quarters, and I'll see what I can do. Clint grins at him and brings the dog to Bruce's room, setting it down on the table and scratching behind its ears. You're gonna be just fine, boy, he says. The dog's tail thumps weakly against the table, making him grin. You're one lucky pup, you know that? Natasha remarks, from where she's leaning against the wall. Clint perks up and grins at her. That's it! His name is Lucky, and he's the best dog ever. Lucky lets out a weak little bark at the sound of his name, and Clint laughs. See? It's practically fate. Don't let him slobber all over my knives, Tasha says, as she leaves, which Clint knows is the best he's going to get from her. It's okay, Lucky, he says softly, staring into the dog's one good eye. You'll be safe here, and Tasha will grow to love you, I promise. Lucky licks him, and Clint laughs. I'm real glad I found you, boy. Lucky, drop it. Tasha's voice rings out, reaching Clint all the way up in what his crew has affectionately nicknamed the Hawk's Nest. He looks down to see Lucky racing away from Tasha, one of her knives in his mouth, his tail wagging furiously. He laughs at the sight, ducking down when Natasha looks up, probably to glare at him. Clint, get your dog under control, she shouts, and Clint opens his mouth to respond when a flurry of motion catches his attention. Thor, starboard, now, he shouts, swinging his way out of the Hawk's Nest and climbing down the rigging. What's happening? Bruce asks, popping his head up from below decks as the ship starts to turn. Commotion, one click starboard, Clint says shortly. He strides over to the rail and leans out, his eyes scanning the ocean. Someone drowning? Tasha asks, coming to stand beside him. Clint grunts. He thought he saw... someone familiar. The ship gains speed, closing the distance quickly. As they get closer, Thor slows them down. Clint's eyes widen when he sees what's happening, and he leaps into action. Bruce, get your medkit. We're gonna need it. Thor, keep us steady. Tasha, Pietro, Kate, I'm going to need your help lifting. He grabs a rope and strips off all of his weapons save one, and his shirt, and then leaps over the side, hitting the water with a splash. It takes him a few seconds to get his bearings, but as soon as he can see, he starts swimming toward the still-struggling figure, cutting through the water smoothly. Get away from me, human, the person hisses, tail wiggling furiously. Is that any way to talk to the guy that saved your life? Clint jokes, treading water. Bucky freezes, then stares at him in shock. Clint? In the flesh, Clint says, giving a little bow, and then coughing when he gets water up his nose. When he resurfaces, Bucky's holding back a grin. It's not nice to laugh at other people's pain, you know, Clint says, grinning. You're the one not helping me out of this net. I think that lets me laugh at whatever pain I want, Bucky responds, eyes twinkling. Clint laughs at him brightly, swimming forward. He pulls the knife out of its holster and starts sawing at the ropes tangling Bucky up. "How'd you even get stuck in this thing?" Clint asks, tongue poking out the side of his mouth as he concentrates. Bucky doesn't answer right away, and when Clint looks up, his face is red. "Bucky?" "Saw a cool fish," Bucky mutters, and Clint laughs again. "Did you at least catch it?" he asks, sawing through the last of the ropes surrounding Bucky. Bucky flushes harder and shakes his head. The ropes snap and drift away, freeing Bucky. He grins and stretches his tail, then winces in pain. "You all right?" Bucky shakes his head again, grimacing. "I think part of the net crushed my tail fin," he says mournfully. Clint takes a deep breath and ducks his head underwater, blinking his eyes until his vision clears. Bucky's right tail fin does look crumpled, so Clint brings himself back above water. "Yeah, looks like," he says. "You need somewhere to stay while it heals?" Bucky hesitates. Clint holds out his hands. "I don't want you out there with a crushed tail fin, Bucky. Please, I swear nothing will happen to you." Bucky bites at his bottom lip, looking conflicted. "You'll have to drop anchor here," he warns. "I don't trust other humans." Clint nods. "No problem. Can we get on my ship now? I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of treading water." He's not, really. He could go for a while longer. But Bucky looks exhausted, like he's having trouble keeping his head above water. "Yeah," Bucky says finally. "Yeah, okay." They make their way back to the Avenger slowly, Clint slowing himself down so Bucky can keep up with his injury. "Tasha, heave," Clint shouts, after tying the rope around his waist and lifting Bucky into his arms. "I'm not a guppy anymore, Clint," Bucky grumbles, wrapping his arms around Clint's neck as they're lifted out of the water. "And I'm not 15 anymore," Clint counters. Pietro and Kate grab his arms and lift the two of them over the rail, setting them down on the deck gently. "Who's this?" Wanda asks curiously. "What is he?" Pietro asks, already zipping around them and poking at Bucky's tail. "This is Bucky," Clint says, putting Bucky down and untying the rope from around his waist. "He's a friend from a long time ago." "How the hell did you meet a mermaid?" Kate asks incredulously, staring wide-eyed. "I got lucky," Clint winks. Bruce comes walking over with his medkit in hand, stopping dead when he sees that his newest patient has a tail. "Clint, I am unequipped to deal with this," he says flatly. "Nonsense, Doc, just treat it like you would a broken limb," Clint says cheerfully. Crouching down in front of Bucky, he says, "This is Bruce. He's our doctor. You mind if he takes a look at you?" "No touching," Bucky says. He clearly doesn't trust any of them except for Clint. "I understand you may not want to be touched by us," Bruce says gently, "but this looks pretty bad and you could lose the use of it if I don't do a proper examination." "Clint stays," Bucky says stiffly. "No unnecessary questions." "Deal," Clint says easily. He looks around at his crew and raises an eyebrow. They scatter, Kate and Wanda withdrawing to a safe distance to watch, while Pietro races over to Thor, already asking for stories of merfolk. Tasha doesn't move for a few seconds, but when Clint looks at her and nods, she turns and walks away stiffly, sitting down and pulling out a knife to clean. "Is this the fin you use for primary motion?" Bruce asks politely. "No, it's primarily for steering," Bucky says curtly, letting out a hiss of pain when Bruce straightens out his fin. Bruce hums in response and continues looking over Bucky's fin, and Clint takes it upon himself to distract Bucky. "So, what have you been up to the last few years? You made it home okay last time?" "Within a day," Bucky assures him. "My family were very happy to see me safe, though they did not believe me when I told them of the kind human boy who helped me escape. To them, all humans are bad." "And to you?" Clint asks gently. Bucky looks at him seriously. "I have met only one human who I would care to meet again." Clint nods. "Most of the good ones live on land," he says, ignoring the way Bucky's words made his heart flutter. "I've got the best crew around." "What have you done since you saved me?" Bucky asks. Clint nods over to where Pietro and Wanda are sitting. "Helping others. I left the people I was with when we met not long after you escaped, although it wasn't exactly by choice. They left me for dead, so I figured it was time to go. I worked odd jobs until I scraped together enough coin to buy my own ship, but then I needed a crew. Pietro stole my lunch one day, and when I followed him back to his sister, I offered them both a home. Natasha came later, when I found her shackled in the brig of another ship. Thor and Bruce came as a package, but they're family. Kate just showed up one day and never left. Bucky pats his hand. You are a good man, Clint. Nah, Clint says, shaking his head. I just helped him out a little. Before Bucky can respond, Bruce does something to his tail fin that has him flinching away and snarling. I've straightened it out, Bruce says, unaffected by Bucky's sharp teeth and growling. I also put a splint on it, so as long as you're good to stay out of the water for a couple of days, it should heal enough that you can be on your way. My kind heals quickly, Bucky says stiffly. You have my gratitude, Bruce. Happy to help, Bruce says with a warm smile. He packs up his medkit and walks away, brushing a hand over Thor's side as he passes his lover. Is that normal in your land? Bucky asks cautiously, watching the two men lean into one another. Clint shakes his head. No, that's part of why they're here. Ain't any laws on the sea, except the ones you make yourself. Bucky hums thoughtfully, shifting on the deck. I have somewhere you can stay that will be more comfortable if you'd like, Clint offers. It's not much, but it's decent. As long as there's water, Bucky says, already reaching for Clint. I cannot stay completely dry for too long, otherwise I will dry out. Clint scoops him up into his arms and starts walking toward the stairs that will bring them below decks. No problem. I'll get Pietro to lug some buckets down. We'll stick you in the tub. It'll be great. Pietro salutes him, then zips off to fill a bucket or 12. What is a tub? Bucky asks, his nose scrunching up adorably. Clint barks a laugh, twisting his body to make sure Bucky doesn't hit the wall as they walk down the stairs. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't have that in the ocean. It's like a big bowl, kind of, that humans fill with water and use to clean themselves. You can't just use the ocean water? Clint shakes his head, depositing Bucky into the tub. Salt water is actually not so great for cleaning, just makes us smell like brine, which isn't bad, but just a little odd. We use fresh water to clean ourselves. Humans are weird, Bucky says, leaning back in the tub. I did not think I would fit in this tub. Yeah, well, this thing can fit both me and Thor at the same time, and you're only a little taller than him if you stand up. Clint chuckles, watching Bucky run his hands over the smooth surface of the tub. The calm silence is interrupted when Pietro careens into the room, carrying two buckets full of water in his hands. Do you peel if you dry out? How long does it take for you to dry out? If you dry out, will you die? Is fresh water okay, or does it have to be salt water? Can you— Pietro, breathe, interrupts Wanda, shaking her head at him fondly. She enters the room after him, followed by Natasha, both of them carrying a bucket. They empty it into the tub, then head out to get more water. The next couple of hours are spent in the small room, Bucky being quizzed by Pietro incessantly, and Bucky patiently answering all of his questions. When Clint sees Bucky getting tired, he ushers Pietro out of the room, closing the door behind him. Sorry about him, he sighs. He means well, but he moves faster than the rest of us. I don't mind, Bucky says, smiling softly. Reminds me of my sister. Tell me about them, Clint says, settling in for the long haul. So Bucky does. He talks for nearly the whole night, and it's only when Clint wakes up in the morning, slumped over against the wall, that he realizes two things. One, falling asleep on the floor is a terrible idea and he should never do it again. Two, he's gone and fallen in love with Bucky. Irrevocably, inconceivably in love with Bucky. Fuck. Three days later, Bucky's tail fin is all healed, and Clint's grinning at Bucky's noises of pure joy as he cuts through the waves like nothing. All better then, he asks, laughing, as Bucky swims up to the Avenger. Like nothing ever happened, Bucky says, grinning up at him. I'm glad, Clint says, smiling down at the Mer softly. Guess it's time for you to head out, hmm? Bucky's face falls slightly. Yes, I must be getting back. Take care of yourself, Bucky, Clint says, smiling sadly. Try not to get caught in any more nets, yeah? One time, Bucky grumbles. He pushes himself out of the water a little, and Clint leans over, meeting him halfway. Be kind to yourself, Clint Barton, he says quietly. I hope we meet again. Yeah, Clint breathes. Me too. Bucky sinks back down into the water, vanishing like he was never there in the first place. You all right? Wanda asks, placing a gentle hand on Clint's shoulder. Fine, Clint lies. I'll miss him is all. He lets himself look out over the ocean one last time before scrubbing his face and turning to face his crew. All right, let's get back to shore. Our rations are running low. He hands out orders and climbs up the mast, letting his shoulders slump once he reaches the hawk's nest. It was nice to see Bucky again, he thinks, but Clint's not holding out hope for it to happen again. It was pure chance that he and his crew were in the right place at the right time to save Bucky, and chances of it happening again are ridiculously low. Ah well, a guy can dream.